sir, I thought. But he does. I have.
No, my dear, you have a cultivated conscience, a most carefully trained one. Man has no moral instinct. He is not born with moral sense. You were not born with it. I was not. And a puppy has none. We acquire moral sense. When we do, through training, experience, and hard sweat of the mind, these unfortunate juvenile criminals were born with none, even as you and I, and they had no chance to acquire any. Their experiences did not permit it. What is moral sense? It is an elaboration of the instinct to survive. The instinct to survive is human nature itself, and every aspect of our personalities derives from it. Anything that conflicts with the survival instinct acts sooner or later to eliminate the individual, and thereby fails to show up in future generations. This truth is mathematically demonstrable, everywhere verifiable. It is the single eternal imperative controlling everything we do. But the instinct to survive, he had gone on, can be cultivated into motivations more subtle and much more complex than the blind brute urge of the individual to stay alive. Young lady, what you miscalled your moral instinct was the instilling in you by your elders of the truth that survival can have stronger imperatives than that of your own personal survival. Survival of your family, for example, of your children when you have them, of your nation if you struggle that high up the scale, and so on up. A scientifically verifiable theory of morals must be rooted in the individual's instinct to survive, and nowhere else, and must correctly describe the hierarchy of survival, note the motivations at each level, and resolve all conflicts. We have such a theory now. We can solve any moral problem on any level. Self-interest, love of family, duty to country, responsibility toward the human race. We are even developing an exact ethic for extra-human relations. But all moral problems can be illustrated by one misquotation. Greater love hath no man than a mother cat dying to defend her kittens. Once you understand the problem facing that cat and how she solved it, you will then be ready to examine yourself and learn how high up the moral ladder you are capable of climbing.